Hey, Chuck, I see you guys have a new album coming out called Brotherhood of the Snake on Nuclear Blast Records. You tell me a little bit about the album and what was going on with your guys when you were writing it.
Yeah, well, Brotherhood of the Snake is a record that was put together over a two-year process. Not that we wanted to do that. It was just, that's just kind of the way it worked out. A lot of emotion went into this record with me and Eric. We just kind of couldn't pull and see eye to eye getting all the songs and arrangement done on the record. So I think going into the studio, there was a lot going on emotionally, and I think what we put down on the tracks really maybe carried that through and put that on tape, because there's some pretty, it came out pretty intense, you know. Definitely a lot more thrash than the Dark Roots of Earth last record we did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now that it's all out, you know, we kind of look at each other like, yeah, that's unfortunately, this is the way this record did, and I don't want to write a record like this again, because there was a lot of emotion into it that now we're all good, though, because it's behind us. The record came out awesome. It definitely hit all the marks that we were trying to accomplish writing the record, which was definitely making it a little more thrashy.
Did Alex, Gene, and Steve have to kind of settle you guys down and kind of bring you together in the studio, or did they kind of come in and do their parts and stay out of the fray, so to speak?
Well, yeah, Gene came in first, you know, he came down and laid the tracks, and by the time Gene hit the studio, he hadn't even heard, because this is the first record we did with no demos, no rehearsals. So Gene went in kind of blind, just hearing riffs, and kind of Eric guiding him along. So I'm sure there's some frustration there, and just, I think, on everybody, Alex and Steve, the same thing. They heard songs with no vocals yet, no leads. And, you know, there was just a lot of going on their own. Alex did his stuff in New York. He didn't even come out here and record here with us. So, you know, we all just kind of did it on our own. But I think at the end, you know, Eric's vision and all the hard work and emotions going into it, you know, I think, you know, came out on the other end of a good record.
You know, I've noticed with the last couple of albums, it seems to be there's a four-year gap between the albums. Is that on purpose?
No. We've been trying. I mean, like I said, 2 years ago, we'd have been writing this record and had it out in 3 months, but that's not what happened. And you know, finishing this record, I really just told Eric, that's not happening like this. We need to have a record out within a couple of years, you know. We just need to keep the momentum going. You know, we've been putting out some good records. We just need to keep working hard and putting them out.
You know, it's so tough these days for bands to make money, obviously, where just sales aren't where they were 25, 30 years ago, especially. And touring seems to be the big mechanism to get the bands to make money. What are you guys looking forward to as far as touring goes in the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, we have a big schedule planned out. You know, we're leaving tomorrow for a 5-week tour in Europe with the Amon Amarth. Got a lot of next year kicks off in February, 70,000 tons of metal.
Oh, great.
And then, you know, we got a lot planned out. I have at least a year out right now, I know, of dates. So it's going to be a busy year, you know. We definitely want to just keep the momentum going, keep touring, keep writing.
And we're still here with Chuck Billy on 91.7 FM WNJR in Washington, Pennsylvania, talking about Testament's new album, Brotherhood of the Snake.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, we had a chance to hear the lead single, which is Brotherhood of the Snake, a very aggressive, heavy, really excellent song from Testament. Seems like, as you said before, a lot more thrashy than the last album did as far as Dark Roots of Earth go. And so how do you feel about that as a lead single so far?
I feel great about it. I mean, you know, I probably wouldn't have chose like the title track if we had our choice. But I think that's the first song we wrote some lyrics for. And the first song really completed arrangements and had it like done. We actually recorded that song as a single, I'd say about 2 months, or maybe 3 months before we even did the record, because we were going to do a single. And at the end, we decided not to. So we really did have a good idea of where we were going sound-wise, and we loved that heaviness of, you know, Brotherhood. And, you know, we knew, okay, we got it. Everything else has to be just as good as this one. It kind of, it set the bar for us right off the bat.
Hey, I threw some questions out to our audience that were, because they knew that we were going to be doing an interview with you guys. The first question we have is from Chuck, and he wanted to know, every 4 years, you guys seem to be putting the albums together. He wanted to know how you guys have held it together with being together on and off, going all the way back to 1983, in the case of Eric, in 1986 with you.
Well, I mean, people come and go, but I think we're secure as a band, I believe, right now. But you never know, you know, what everybody's thinking. But I think we're all in a really good place. I think we're all comfortable as friends and artists and friends. And, you know, I think things are good, you know. I could see us doing this for another 10 or 15 years, you know.
Now, I haven't seen you guys since 1990. It's been a long time. Last time I saw you guys was with Nuclear Assault and Sabotage. And I want to know, how has the live show evolved, and how is it going out with bands that are, in some cases, old enough to be your kids?
Yeah. Well, I think our performance-wise level, I think we're probably performing better than we have. I'd say when we're in our younger years, when we're younger, maybe we had more energy and we're running around. But I think, you know, we're more focused on the party and, you know, the rock star lifestyle and all that when you're young and joined a band. Compared to where we're at now, I think we're more focused and comfortable who we are and what we do. And it's all mostly about the show, trying to make sure we do give 100% everybody, you know. No hangovers and, you know, that kind of stuff like we did in our younger days, you know.
Now, speaking of hangovers, I just came off the Monsters of Rock cruise with my wife a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned you guys are going to be doing 70,000 tons coming up. How do you like doing that as far as, you know, the more the intimate shows and getting to mingle a lot with your fans that, you know, relive a lot of memories from your career?
Yeah, those ones I love. Like, we did the very first 70,000 tons of metal, and I had a blast. And originally, the rest of the guys, I don't think, really wanted to do it. I kind of booked it and just kind of everybody kind of said, oh, really? But after it was done, everybody said, you know what? I didn't think it was going to be like that. I had a really good time. You know, I think I would do that again. Yeah. And you're right. Everybody from the fan and just the band members, everybody just kind of hung out and mingled and never, you know, it was cool. It was really a good event. And if you really wanted to hide, I'm sure that boat's so big, you could find somewhere to go where nobody's going to find you.
Yeah, absolutely. We noticed that with a few bands on the tour, on the Monsters of Rock cruise as well. Hey, Chuck, we have just a moment here. Anything else you wanted to tell us about Brotherhood of the Snake before we wrap this up today?
Well, we got a video coming out for the Pale King. It's going to be coming out shortly after the release of the record next Friday. But Friday, I just hope everybody goes out and picks up their copy of Brotherhood of the Snake. I think it's some of our best work that we've done in a long time, and we're very proud for people to hear it.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us here today at 91.7 FM WNJR in Washington. We look forward to seeing you guys in Pittsburgh really soon. Have a great tour, and make sure you guys all take care of yourselves and have a great tour.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting us and playing the record. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much. That is Chuck Billy.
Bye now.
Have a good day, Chuck.